Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. And Jack Benny Month has been celebrated on Those Were the Days since 1979. That was the first year that we spent an entire month of February devoted to Jack Benny. And every February since then, it has been a pleasure for us and our listeners. I recall one year, back in 1997, when prior to the start of the show, the microphone picked up phone conversations between me and a regular listener who called to comment on our month of Benny broadcasts.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this the Museum of Broadcast Communication?
Yeah, yes, this is Chuck Shaden. Can I help you?
You do that old-time radio show. Those Were the Days?
Shows to bridge the sound gap between yesterday and today. That's us, all right.
Well, Chuck, I'm a regular listener. You see, there's one show in particular that's a special favorite of mine. It stars that great, great comedian. You know, star of stage, screen, and radio.
Oh, you mean Fred Allen?
I do not. No, The fella I mean has blue eyes, plays a violin, and he has that show starring Phil Harris, Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, and his truly, Don Wilson.
Gee, I'm not sure I know who you mean.
Now, Chuck boy, think. It's Jackie. It's Jackie.
Jackie Gleason?
Now cut that out!
Oh, of course. Is he the guy who drives the Maxwell?
You're getting warmer.
He has the Sportsman Quartet on his show, and his theme song is Love and Bloom?
Yes, yes.
Never heard of him.
You're right.
No, just kidding, sir. No, Jack Benny is one of our favorite, too. You know, February 14th is Jack Benny's birthday.
I know. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, on Those Were the Days, this is Jack Benny Month. We feature his shows every Saturday in February. You should hear the lineup we have for today.
Oh, I should. When is it on?
Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5 on WNIB, 97.1 FM.
Plenty of Jack Benny shows, hmm? So when does it start?
Oh, right now.
Right now, eh? Well, good.
Out there in Radio Land, from the Museum of Broadcast Communications in the Chicago Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue, it's Those Were the Days, brought to you with fond memories by Metro Golden Memories, Chicago's showbiz nostalgia shop, and by subscribers to the Nostalgia Digest and Radio Guide. And now, stepping out of his hall closet with a trunk full of memories and celebrating old-time radio since 1970, here's your host, Radio Hall of Famer Chuck Shaden.
Thank you, Ken Alexander, and welcome to another in our series of programs designed to bridge the sound gap between yesterday and today. Today is Saturday, February 1st, 1997. It's Jack Benny Month on Those Were the Days, and today we bring you the first of four consecutive Saturday afternoons devoted to the talents of the great Jack Benny. Those Were the Days. Chuck Shaden speaking.
Chuck, I just had to call you about last week's show.
Oh, hello again. Did you like the show?
For the most part, yes.
Well, I know we can't please everybody all the time, but, three Benny excerpts, two full Benny programs, and Jack pinch-hitting on Danny Kaye's show. What's not to like?
Chuck, I must admit, the first hour or two went very well.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, I did, but look it, Chuck.
What is it?
Don't you think the show bogged down a little about 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock? Let's see. 3. Oh, you mean when we played the Lux Radio Theater starring Danny Kaye? Oh, what's the matter? Didn't you enjoy it?
In a word, no. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing but admiration for Danny Kaye. But after all, he wasn't even born in February.
Well, now who do you want us to play? Abraham Lincoln?
Lincoln, I could understand. But Chuck, I knew Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln was a friend of mine, and Chuck, you can take it from me, he never did radio.
Oh, come on now, you must be joking. Besides, is there such a thing as too much Jack Benny? Or there is such a thing as too much Jack Benny, you know? There could be too much Jack Benny. Isn't there too much Jack Benny? Well, I guess he just got upset about it at all. Well, that's too doggone bad. A mail call broadcast, and then that should pretty much do it for the afternoon. Oh, Larry, how much time till we go on the air now?
Well, about 2 minutes, Chuck.
2 minutes? Okay. Oh, listen, I got a quick call to make. Maybe I can just quickly dial something here. Let's see. Got enough time to do this. I'm glad they didn't put in these touch-tone phones in the studio here. It's nice to have the rotary dial. I love that stuff. Well, I don't have too much time. I hope he can't pick up.
Hello. If this is someone with good news or money, I'll be right with you. If it's a bill collector, begin speaking at the tone. Nah.
Hello. This is Chuck Shaden. Is this the fellow who's been phoning us the past couple of weeks?
Oh, hello, Chuck. Yes, it's me. You can never be too careful on the telephone, you know.
Oh, sure, I know. That's all right. I just called you to tell you what happened last week when we were disconnected.
Don't give it another thought, Chuck. After all, I understand that some people have difficulty taking a little constructive criticism. One little thing I didn't like, and you hung up on
it. No. Hold it right there.
Huh?
I knew that's what you thought, so we did a little research. And would you like to know what really happened last week?
Well, I guess so. I mean, after all, you're paying for the call.
You called us from a payphone in the lobby of the YMCA in Waukegan, right?
Well, we like to call it Motel 1.
Motel 1? Why?
Because it's $5 a night cheaper than Motel 6, that's why.
I see. Anyway, you do admit that's where you were calling from?
Well, what of it? I always stay there when I'm in town, so what?
Well, sir, it seems that some person or persons unknown put some slugs in that payphone, and that's what caused the disconnection.
You're kidding.
No.
Well, for heaven's sake, you know, it was awfully dark in that phone booth. I might have gotten some subway tokens mixed up with my change.
But Waukegan doesn't have a subway.
Thank you, J. Edgar Hoover.
I'm just trying to help.
Chuck, I need that kind of help like a moose needs a hat rack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, Chuck. Let me ask you, this is still Jack Benny Month, right?
Oh, yes, it is. Why?
Well, everyone I know just loves it. And Chuck...
Yes?
Don't you think your show would go a lot better if you had a little more Jack Benny all year round?
Well, we do try to play some Benny programs throughout the year.
I know. And I'm sure your listeners appreciate it. But look at Chuck. I don't mean that. I think your program... would be more like the Benny Show, you see.
I don't quite understand.
Well, take your announcer, Ken Alexander, for instance.
Oh, a very talented man. What do you want us to do, fatten him up like Don Wilson?
No, although that's not a bad idea.
Well, what is it then?
Well, Chuck, all those celebrity voices he does.
Ken is really wonderful, isn't he? Doesn't do a good job.
Oh, he is. He does a wonderful job, but look at... Don't you feel you might be working him a little bit too hard?
Too hard? What do you mean?
Well, I think just one voice would be much more effective for him. Kind of conserve his talent, you see.
I see. And who would you like him to do? Maybe Mortimer Snerd?
I would not. But Chuck, here's a thought. How about just as Jack Benny? Especially for your Metro-Golden-Memories commercials. I can hear it now. Metro again. This is Jack Benny talking.
Sir?
Yes?
Save your subway tokens. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Well.
The boss's line is flashing. I get a good troop. What do you suppose the John Travolta of the gay 90s wants now?
Hello? Hello, is that you, Mabel?
Who were you expecting? Shirley Temple?
Don't be so smart. So tell me, Mabel, Did you have a good time last night?
It was all right, I guess.
Just all right? It was your idea to see a movie, you know.
I know. But watching the video, if the horn blows at midnight, at your place wasn't quite what I had in mind.
Gee, I thought it was good. You gotta admit, we had a lot more popcorn than you could have gotten at the movies.
Maybe so. But they don't put Jell-O on it at the movie.
I know, but I've got to use that stuff up somehow. Anyway, Mabel, I want to call Chuck Shaden in Chicago. Have you got the number?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let me know the minute you reach him. He's about to go on the air, and I've got to talk to him before his program starts.
No problem. Say, boss.
Yes?
Why don't you use the payphone in your den?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, out of slugs, huh?
Out of slugs? Out of slugs? Look, I don't need slugs. I can pay for a call anytime I want.
Hello, Chicago. I'm calling long distance from California. That's right.
Hey, Mabel.
I know. Reverse the charges.
Good.
Hello, this is Chuck Shaden.
I have a long-distance call for you, Mr. Shaden, from California. Can you guess who's calling?
Is it Collect?
Yeah.
I can guess already.
Will you accept the charges?
I'm a glutton for punishment. Why not?
Go ahead, please.
Hello, Chuck. I had to go back to the coast, so I'm missing the last week of Jack Benny month, and I was just wondering if you would tape it for me.
Oh, sure, we can make you a custom tape of today's show. $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. Total is $30.
Yeah, Chuck.
Hmm?
How much is that in American money? I mean, after all, we got the whole of Manhattan Island for less than that.
Well, how do you know? Did you broker the deal?
Now cut that out!
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
Do me a favor, Chuck. Save the low humor for Phil Harris month, will you?
Okay. So what made you head back to California so quickly?
Well, if you must know, they were having a white sale at the May Company, and I needed some towels.
What's the matter? Couldn't you get any from the Y?
No, they frisk you in the lobby.
I see. Well, did you find a bargain at the sale?
No, you see, the towels all seemed to clash, though.
With your color scheme?
No, with my budget.
I'll tell you what, since you seem to be on such a tight budget and everything, we'll make you a present of a custom tape of today's show.
Gee, Chuck, that's awfully generous of you. You mean I can have it for nothing?
Sure.
Well, thank you very much. And Chuck...
Yes?
One other thing. Will you throw in an invisible facsimile, too?
Well...
Lee. Come on, what do you say?
I'm thinking it over. That was John Siebert, who starred in the Those Were the Days production of the 61st anniversary of Jack Benny's 39th birthday, repeating his role as our featured star. And that was Rosemary Swick of the Those Were the Days radio players as the telephone operator. Over the years, many stars have been honored on the program, but no one ever had an annual month devoted to them over the years, as Jack Benny did. However, comedian Bob Hope did receive special treatment in his later years. For Mr. Hope's 95th birthday in May 1998, we had a special month-long salute to him, and Ken Alexander wrote special lyrics to the Hope theme song.
Bob, thanks for the memory. We loved your bright hello on the radio when you'd present for Pepsodent a scintillating show. How funny it was. Yeah, thanks for the memory. For half an hour, you'd shine each Tuesday night at 9. Your monologue, hilarious. A laugh in every line. How clever it was. Each Tuesday, we made it a date, man. Your show was consistently great, man. Colonna had you for his straight man. You followed McGee on NBC. So thanks for your broadcasting and all the years it spanned, with Vera Vague on hand and Brenda and Covina and the Skinny Ennis Band. From coast to coast, you were the toast of towns throughout the land. And we thank you so much.
Nice work by Ken Alexander for Bob Hope's 95th birthday in 1998. 5 years later, when Mr. Hope hit his centennial mark, Ken wrote and delivered another set of lyrics for Bob's 100th birthday.
Thanks for the memory. 100 years, Thursday, the 9th of May, the day that you made your debut and started on life's way, how lucky we were. Thanks for the memory. Then, in little while, you honed your comic style. Though times were tough and life was rough, you taught us how to smile. And we thank you so much. Some decades were stormy, some sunny. At times, we were lacking for money. But all through the years, you were funny. How can it be? A century? So, thanks for the memory. Today, we gather here to toast a great career and join a host from coast to coast as we applaud and cheer. So, Bob, congratulations as you mark your 100th year. And we thank you so much.
Ken Alexander again on Bob's 100th birthday in 2003. But Mr. Hope lived only 2 months into his centennial year, and when he died, we offered a full 4-hour tribute to him on our program. And, one more time, Ken Alexander wrote and delivered special lyrics to the Hope theme to honor the passing of a legendary entertainer.
Bob, thanks for the memory. You've made your final bow. The show is over now. We wanted more, a brief encore, but time would not allow. And we thank you so much. Bob, thanks for the memory. In you, we had a friend and hoped you might extend your record run. We had such fun, but every show must end, and we thank you so much. Your comic routines were so clever. Your audience tired of them? Never. But nothing continues forever. And sad to tell, the curtain fell. But thanks for the memory of one amazing guy whose name will never die. You brought us mirth while here on earth, and then you said goodbye. But you will hear a hearty cheer resounding in the sky as we thank you so much.
Ken Alexander with a final salute to Bob Hope from our Those Were the Days broadcast of August 2nd, 2003. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. There's more to come in the weeks to come. This is Chuck Shaden. Thanks for listening.